And good morning. I hope everybody can hear me. Here I am goofing off. I should be pushing buttons, shouldn't I? Good morning. Welcome to the program.
I'd like to know about what do you think of IV for a stress test?
What was the first part? Did you say IV for a stress test?
Yes, It's supposed to be, supposed to make you feel like your heart beats like if you're running or something like that.
Oh, you mean like a chemically induced stress? Instead of getting you on the treadmill and making you like walk uphill for 3 miles, they just give you a chemical to stress your heart?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that at all. I do not. Well, that's just my opinion. But I understand why they do it. All right. Do you suspect there's something going on with your heart?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are they recommending that you have an IV chemical stress test?
Yes.
Okay. I can give you several different points of view. I mean, yeah, they can do that. They can put a chemical in your body to see if it causes your heart to stress. And then they can take a look at it to see how it performs under stress, and that's one way of doing it. But I've always been the biggest fan of, if you think your heart's not working right, why don't we take steps to improve it? And let me give you, like, several ideas. Number one, there's a substance called coenzyme Q10. It's been shown to strengthen the heart. That's one of the reasons why when somebody takes a statin drug like rosuvastatin or Crestor, Vytorin, Lipitor, Zocor, Benicor, I guess I could keep going. But it's been shown to destroy the production of coenzyme Q10, which leads to a cardiomyopathy. So every time you take a statin drug to lower cholesterol, it does damage to the heart muscle. So if you're trying to strengthen the heart muscle, you might take ubiquinol or Qinol, something like that, to help strengthen the heart muscle. What'd you say?
Could you spell it for me, please?
You mean coenzyme Q10?
Whatever you think's best for me to take, could you spell it for me, yeah.
Okay. Co is C-O, and then Q-10. Sometimes you can buy it in the form of ubiquinol. I'm trying to spell it. Okay, I'm going to spell it U-B-I-Q-U-I-N-O-L. If I'm not mistaken, they sell a really good product at the store called Qinol.
Okay.
Or Q-N- I'm sorry.
Can you get that at CVS or is I don't have a car.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, probably so. You said you don't have what?
A car to get around, and only drugstore that they have close by is CVS, and so I walk, and it's about a half hour away from here.
Okay, so it takes you about 30 minutes from your front door to get to the drugstore, right?
Yes.
Man, you're one determined man. I love it. And so. That, and if I were to tell you the other ones, I would take a look at what's called magnesium.
Okay.
Magnesium has been shown to greatly improve blood flow through the heart. It helps the heart do its job and work easier. I am a huge fan of an herb. There's a tree called the hawthorn tree. They grow berries on them. I've never tasted a hawthorn berry. I've looked at them. But it's one of those things I think, hey, what if I pass out after I eat one? I'm just joking about that. But hawthorn is going to be one of the greatest herbs of all time for helping the heart work better and be in better repair. It kind of takes the stress off of it. A lot of the old herbal textbooks that I have in my possession say it is the tonic for the elderly heart. Don't take that with the, you know, as an offense. But everybody ages. Nobody gets off this planet in one piece. But hawthorn is one of the best things that you can do for the heart.
That's H-O-T.
Hawthorn is spelled H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. Hawthorn.
Okay.
So those are things that are definitely really, really good for the heart. I realize this is a different conversation than doing a chemical stress test, which I know that there's just like no end to testing. They love testing over and over and over again. But what I would probably like is, what can we do to help this gentleman, you know, feel better and function better? So those three things that I've told you right there, they're really, really good for the heart.
Okay.
You know what else is really good for the heart?
What's that?
Well, there years ago, there was a book written called The Sardine Cure. I don't know if anybody bought it besides me.
Oh.
You mentioned the word sardines, and people say, I think I'm passing on that, but sardines are so good for the heart. It's got to be one of the best forms of protein to help the heart heal that I know of. If you had a can of sardines twice a week, that would probably greatly benefit your body in multiple ways. The other thing that's really good for the heart is liver and onions. Or if you want to go to the butcher shop, actually, that may be 2 hours for you to walk to the butcher shop and get some calf heart, so that may not be the best plan.
Right.
Do you go on foot, or are you going on bicycle too sometimes?
I don't have a bicycle. I guess I ought to get one, though.
Well, do you feel like you have pretty good balance?
I used to ride a bicycle, but I don't know that I can do it anymore.
Well, I don't want you to fall and hurt yourself.
I know. I could try it.
No, I was just thinking that 30-minute trip might be compressed into 10 minutes at the most on a bicycle.
That's true. That's true. Maybe I ought to look into that. A 24-inch is what I would have to ride.
Oh, yeah. And so they probably have one that's just your size somewhere.
Right.
That's what garage sales are for.
True.
You go by a garage. See, you could be on foot to CVS and you stop by a garage sale and go, you know what? For $5, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How does that phrase go? It's like learning to ride a bike. You just get back on it and start pedaling.
Right, yeah.
Were you like Evel Knievel growing up? Did you take trash cans and make a ramp and try to jump over them like you were Evel Knievel jumping over the Snake River?
No, I never did that.
That's probably why you haven't had multiple concussions like me.
Oh, okay. You did that, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was probably not a good choice, but I learned a lesson. Anyway. So, yeah, there's always the option. My doctor wants to do a stress test, and, you know, I can't speak for them, but what is it that they're wanting to accomplish? What's the end result? Are they doing it so they can find a blocked artery and put a stent in there? Maybe so. That might benefit you. But I would rather say, what can we do to improve the human body? So if I told you that eating cherries was really, really good at getting rid of inflammation in the blood and the heart, would you buy into that idea?
I sure would. I have cherries.
Oh, good job. Look at you. That's excellent. I always think the ones that come frozen, I realize that may be a little bit different than what most people have in mind, but at least the frozen ones, they have to pick them when they're fully ripened, and they wash them off, and they pull the stones or the pits out. I always think that if David, instead of having like a stone from the brook to take out Goliath, if he had a stone from a cherry, he might could do the same damage. They're that hard. I'm just joking, but they are hard, those cherry pits. But if you were to eat cherries every single day, that has been shown to do a great job at removing inflammation from the body.
Okay.
What else would you like to know today, or what else would you like to talk about?
Well, I have trouble with my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I have what you call gout, for one.
Well, then, bingo. The cherries is the best idea of all time, because cherries have been shown to greatly lower uric acid levels. And uric acid, when it builds up, it is so hard on the heart.
Okay.
You don't by chance drink tea, do you?
I drink tea once in a while, not like I used to.
Well, usually it's going to be white refined sugar or high fructose corn syrup. That probably does more to increase gout than anything else.
Okay.
You probably don't even like the taste of sugar, do you?
No, I don't use sugar. I use honey.
How do you use honey?
Honey and tea.
Okay. So is this just an every so often type deal?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. That doesn't sound horrible. But if you start eating cherries, that's been shown to remove uric acid that causes gout from the body. So that's a good thing. And if you had a bicycle and you could do it safely without fear of injury. Right. By the way, you might want to check the brakes before you start going downhill at 35 miles an hour. Got to have a way to slow it down before the intersection. But if you pedal a bicycle, that's probably hands down one of the best exercises on a bad knee of all time.
Okay.
Especially if you get a bike that has different sets of gearing or gears to it where you could like make it easier to pedal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The first bicycle I had no gears.
What year was that?
Back in the 50s.
What was the name of the bicycle? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I was a boy then.
Did you ride it everywhere you went?
Maybe not everywhere, but around town, Albertson, Pennsylvania. I rode bicycle around there.
Oh, that's great. Is that where you're from, Albertson, Pennsylvania?
Yes, but I live here in Texas now.
Okay, well, welcome to Texas. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
What color was your bicycle?
I don't know for sure. It might have been red.
Did you give it a name like Rocket?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I have this prescription drug I get. It's called allopurinol.
Yeah, and that's a diabetes medication. I mean, that's a gout medication is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, gout, yeah.
I tell you what, this is only an idea. There is a vegetable that is known as celery.
Uh-huh.
When I was a boy, can I tell you what the top desserts were that my mother made for me?
Go ahead.
Okay, one of them that I really liked, it was called blended Jell-O. She would take Jell-O and half and half or whipping cream and blend it up and just put shredded coconut on top of it. And I thought, oh my, this is like eating candy right here. Another one that I really liked a lot, I know this is going to sound weird, but she would take and wash lettuce and lay it on a plate and then cut a pear in half. You know how you like half a pear and peel it? She would put a scoop of mayonnaise or salad dressing and then sprinkle cheese on top of it, and that was my dessert. Well, the other one that I really liked a lot was celery with peanut butter and raisins on top. Have you ever had that before?
No.
Anyway, I'm totally wasting your time at this point. What I'm getting to is there's an herbal remedy called celery seed extract. Guess where it comes from?
Celery?
You're a genius. That's right. And so celery seed is absolutely one of the most effective remedies that I know of when a person has gout and they're trying to manage the gout symptoms. So between eating cherries and eating or consuming a little bit of celery seed, which is really cheap, it's not an expensive herb at all, you're probably going to tell me that your gout really, really improves. But what your body's really telling me is we need to work on improving the health of your kidneys. And so the more blood flow that you have through the kidneys, the better. And that's where walking and riding. Do you walk like miles and miles every day?
Well, maybe not every day, but I walk over a mile one way to Brookshire, which is past, it takes about 45 minutes to walk there. If I take the short way, if I take the long way, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Brookshire, yeah.
Do you go there to get your food and then come back home?
Yes, I do.
I don't guess you're going at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's 110 degrees out, are you?
Well, I wet my shirt and hat when it gets that hot.
Whew, okay.
But, I shouldn't do that. I try to do that early in the morning, like now.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
How often do you make a walk to Brookshire's to get your groceries?
Sometimes 2 or 3 times a week. I carry it. If it's just a couple items, I go there. Might get bananas or apples or something like that, oranges. I walk there and carry it back. But if I get a lot of groceries, sometimes I take the back way because there's no sidewalk down 110, so I take the back way, and I take my
Have
a shopping cart.
Does this mean you're over in the White House area?
Yeah, I sure am. Oh, okay. You know that.
Well, I was just trying to figure it out, one way or the other. Well, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah,
If I'm on 110, I see a guy walking to Brookshire's, I'll pick you up and take you to where you're going.
Okay, thank you.
What color hat are you going to be wearing?
I wear sort of blue hat, a light blue hat.
Okay.
I also have red hat, orange hat, rather. But yeah, I usually wear the blue hat.
Well, hey, I'll stop and pick you up when I see a man wearing a blue hat with bags from Brookshire's.
Okay.
You're going to be heading due south, aren't you?
No, I'll be heading north.
So north is back home?
I'll be heading south, yeah.
See, I had it right the first time.
You're
good
right.
Good night. You got all twisted around. You need to listen to me from now on.
Right.
You know I'm just joking.
I know.
Well, listen, I'm so proud of you for taking good care of yourself. And if you can, I realize the frozen cherries probably aren't going to make it in 110-degree weather walking on the side of the road. But just do the best you can. I wonder if you get one of those insulated bags. Or do you have
I do have an insulated, it's called a cooler bag.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and this salary seat extra, I could get it at CVS.
I do not know the answer, but you can always look and see if they have it.
Okay.
I would have to check what they have in inventory, but at least celery seed extract, that may be the sort of thing that might be beneficial.
Okay.
Do you go to church anywhere?
I sure do.
Do you think that maybe somebody at church might be willing to drive you over to a store that might have celery seed extract? Or running it... You might say, hey, here's $10. Could you pick me up a bottle of it next time you go to the store and bring it back next Sunday to church?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's got to be some way we could do that for you.
Right.
You see how I'm plotting and conniving to help you here? You're falling right into my plot to get healthier. I love it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I wish you the very best, and I pray that God will bless you in all that you do and keep you safe from harm.
Okay, thanks.
You betcha. Have a good day, sir.
You as well, sir.
Thank you. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This program is Health Essentials. My name is Roy Morgan. The phone number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Obviously, that gentleman had the number memorized. So if you have a call or a question, please feel free to call and join in the program, 903-586-5257. Came across this research. It's kind of funny the guy would call this morning talk about cherries. Actually, somebody's calling on the phone line, so that's top priority right there. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Morgan.
Yes, ma'am.
Last week, you started off with a study about chondroids and sulfurite.
Chondroitin sulfate.
Okay, well, you'll have to spell that because the way I tried to write it phonetically. But it seemed like you got interrupted before you finished because you did say that it repairs the blood vessels and it reduces plaque and the blood vessels.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the only thing that you mentioned that you could get it in was seafood. But I thought maybe there was a supplement.
Oh, yes, ma'am. If I suggested it's just from seafood, I think probably what I was trying to bounce off of that and saying this is where it comes from. And so they put it in tablet or capsule form.
So can you tell me what that would be?
Yes. Do you want me to spell it for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. The first name is chondroitin, and that is spelled C-H-O... N-D-R-O-I-T-I-N, chondroitin.
Okay.
And the second word is sulfate. S-U-L, F-A-T-E, sulfate.
Okay.
Yeah, but that study was really, really very interesting. It was showing that when the chondroitin sulfate, when people took that, it was highly protective against them having a heart attack. And they were showing that it cleans old plaque and debris from the arteries, and it actually works just like what you said a while ago. It helps the arteries stay in good repair.
Well, and so that's what you asked for?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then how much should you take?
Well, in this study, they just used 800 milligrams and had a great result.
Oh, that's right. I have that in my notes.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so just... And but I would have to go to like the granary or somewhere like that.
Yeah, the granary would have it.
Okay. Now the other thing that you mentioned a few months ago, and I didn't get the name of it.
Oh, of course, I have a total photographic memory. This should be no problem for me.
Well, you'll know this because you said it was made by Standard Process, and it was for your eyes.
Oh, yeah, they have a whole bunch of products, but they have a product called iPlex. They have another, and of course, just simple information, they have a product that's called Cruciferous Complete. And that's made of, but that's what I like when somebody has horrible macular degeneration.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have that, but I do have glaucoma. And I do take a lot of drops, and I take a vitamin D3 that my doctor has prescribed from a company that I get it from. Mm-hmm. And so, and I do get some other things from Standard Process. And when you said for the eyes, so tell me, would you spell what you said?
Well, I'm gonna switch gears just slightly. There's a product that they have called AC, just like you're starting off in the alphabet ABC. It's called
okay.
AC Carbamide.
Now spell that.
Carbamide. I'm trying. CARBAMIDE Carbamide.
Okay.
It's called AC Carbamide, and for some people that can be of great nutritional benefit to help aid decreasing the pressure of glaucoma.
Oh, great. Okay.
But no, the other product they have is called iPlex. It used to be spelled with an I, but now they just spell it E-Y-E, Plex.
P-L-E-X.
Like, yep, that's it. You got it.
Okay.
You must have been like a English teacher. I can tell by talking to you. You taught grammar for 45 years at elementary school, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Okay, now the other question I have a daughter-in-law who has gone vegan, and I'm concerned she doesn't eat any meat or fish. Eggs.
So not even eggs?
No, not okay. even eggs.
How long has she been doing it?
Well, she's kind of worked herself into it, and so she's gotten to that point, I guess maybe 6 months, a year. She eats a lot of tofu. I don't know what is in tofu.
Ma'am, nobody knows what's in tofu.
Well, that's why I'm
that's one of the great mysteries of life. See, if you could
be solved.
If you could climb to that monastery on the mountain in Tibet and say, "Oh, great master, what's in tofu?"
Mm-hmm.
You may come back empty-handed.
No, yeah, afraid so.
No, I'm joking. It's soybean curd.
Is it really?
Yes, it's
okay.
It's, they're making it from ferment, just like you know, we would make cheese from a milk culture,
uh-huh.
or sour
okay.
cream that tofu is made from.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I find what you're saying so comical, but I do. I'll try to. Okay, Roy, take a deep breath, compose yourself. You're on the radio. Yeah, tofu is going to be fermented rotten bead curd.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
so she's been a vegan for 6 to 12 months.
Uh-huh.
Has she ever expressed to you by chance her thought process or the reason why she's gone vegan?
No, I haven't really asked her.
Okay.
But she just feels like all this other, you know, the chemicals that are in the food and.
Oh, well, listen, you know. She gets no argument from me on that. I don't want to eat I don't want to eat fake laboratory created meat full of chemicals.
But anyway, I just feel like she's missing a lot of the vitamins and minerals and things that build bones and all.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is your bones are one-third protein. If I could, maybe not exactly, but let's just say they're 35% protein. That's essentially a third, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
And so you get all the complete amino acids, for example, when you eat fish or when you have eggs. But you don't get the complete amino acids when you eat vegetable matter. You just don't.
Well,
I realize as soon as I say that, there's going to be 300 people that say that's not true. You get everything you need from an almond. Well, okay, we have a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen any positive changes in her?
Not really. Now, I don't get to see her very often. But, I mean, she looks pretty much the same. I didn't think her skin looked quite as clear as it has in the past, but it could be a change of makeup or something like that, you know.
Well, you know, you kind of bring up a very good, most excellent point. The skin is a reflection of what's going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, that's one comment that I hear frequently. I'll have a person say, oh my goodness, Dr. Morgan, look at my skin. It looks so much better. I'm going, way to go. You did great. Keep up the good work. And, you know, you're just trying to reaffirm that they've made some good choices. They've made some changes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like the idea of people taking off on a course saying, I would like to clean up my body, and one of the ways I'm going to do that is I'm going to let go of processed foods.
Yeah,
I would be curious what she...
processed food.
does she stay away from processed foods and just focus on grains and vegetables and fruits? And
right.
Nuts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does your son seem to be really happy?
Well, my son's not living.
I am so sorry about that.
She's a widow. Yeah.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Okay. Thank you.
Does she live in a state that's far away, far removed from Texas?
No, she lives in Cleveland.
Cleveland, Texas?
Yes.
Yes. Ma'am, that's almost like another state. That's on the way to Houston, isn't it?
It is, yes. And she shops at H-E-B, a big H-E-B there.
Yeah, she's probably got like a really good selection of things to choose from.
She does, yes.
Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, no, I think that's it.
Okay.
For this morning. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you very
yes,
much.
Ma'am. Thank you for your phone call, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. All righty. We have another phone line open. Well, actually, when I say another phone line, I mean the only phone line that comes to the radio station. And the number would be 903-586-5257. That makes it almost like I'm suggesting there's like four phone lines that are like buzzing. That's not the case. It's just one phone line. And we'll go back to the only phone line right now. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. My best friends get married, of course, at the hottest part of the day at 2 o'clock. And the Lord is just blessing this day immensely.
So yes, ma'am. I agree with you totally.
He's in control. I called you, I want to say 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I had the blood test, my thyroid numbers high, and you told me, explained what that was, that my thyroid's not producing enough. I've been, as much as possible, totally off wheat. Accidentally got into a little, but I did get something. This is going to be a quick call. At the next week or whatever, I'm getting those tests that you said, have them run those, and they'll give me more of an idea, okay, what my thyroid is doing. not doing. So I've got those lined up to do.
Okay, good.
I did get Ezekiel bread, and I couldn't remember what you said about it.
Well, that's wheat.
When I saw the package, yeah, I saw that. It said flourless. But then once I got home...
It doesn't have any wheat
organic,
at all?
No, it says organic sprouted wheat. And I'm like, okay. And I done ate one piece.
Okay, no. Don't be hard on yourself. But it's a learning opportunity. You're learning.
Because that is not good.
I don't know that yet. I'm just sort of speculating. It's just been my experience. If your thyroid is really underperforming, we got to find out, is there anything that we're doing that might be counterproductive?
I have felt better since I've gotten complete. I mean, I rarely did any yeast anyway, but during that time, yes, I had been, when I do a marathon job, unfortunately, I also do a marathon treat.
I've never heard that before. When you do a marathon job, you get a marathon treat.
Well, I get little treats. It's like, okay, this is something. Just I like treat myself for working so hard, which is dumb because it's just both of them are depleting me. And it's like, okay, quit.
Yeah, but
that.
If you treat yourself with something if you treat yourself a little bit differently, that would be just fine.
Well, I was also, too, doing oatmeal cookies. I thought, it's just oatmeal cookies. No, I'm going to have to make my own oatmeal cookies. They even, the first thing on there, I looked at the thing, it was wheat.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
Oatmeal cookies.
I would make oatmeal cookies this morning. And what you want to do is you got to let them cool off, and so you're going to have to open your kitchen window and set them in the window to cool down. And if you cut up some maybe... Ma'am, I'm giving you a great suggestion.
All my birds around here eat those cookies before I get to them.
I never thought about that.
Go ahead. What do I put on them?
Well, you can put some cherries in there, and you can put some raisins. And of course, you've got to make sure they really cool down really well. So, as long as the breeze is not blowing down the street where the brown boys live, you'll be just fine.
Oh, and you've been mentioning cherries.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody around Crockett area, the cherries are 87 cents a pound. And just don't buy all of them. I still have to hit that sale before Tuesday.
Ma'am, you just made a catastrophic error. You told everybody where your stash was.
Oh, they're so good right now.
Oh, good. I'm so happy for you.
And we're going through them. But I am... Oh, and the only thing, I haven't gotten the standard process L... I know I'm not going to butcher this. Carotin, something...
It's probably called Phytrophin PMG. That's the thyroid formula. Unless there's something else you have in mind.
No, you mentioned L-carotin something. Anyway.
Well, that doesn't ring a bell with me. Sorry. I must have forgotten.
Okay. Say the other one again, Dan.
Well, if your thyroid is like... And actually, the thyroid's really a big, big deal. It's like the...
Yes.
It makes such a huge difference toward health. So if the thyroid is operating on all eight cylinders and it's running smoothly, you can do anything. You can take on any mental project. You can take on a work project. You can deal with stress. But if your thyroid starts losing its strength or its efficiency, you're not going to be able to think so straight, and you're not going to have the physical endurance and stamina that you used to. But the product is called Thytrophin PMG. Yes, ma'am. And that's
a thyroid trophy.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, your whole life is going to be like a trophy if you start taking it.
I have because I am like I'm not bragging, it's all on the Lord. I'm a workhorse, and I go. My job.
Well, what does the Bible say? Whatsoever your hands find to do, work as working unto God, right?
Yes.
What does the Bible say? I want you to finish the Bible verse for me. He that does not work, let him not
eat.
There, bingo. I think the Bible takes a very strong stance.
I like eating. it keeps me going.
It does.
Yes. I've been feeling a lot better, had noticed, and I thought it was with the thyroid, just little things of having to go back and forth, little forgetting little things, and the energy and stuff like that, where normally I just go and quick.
You know what this really means? Everything that you're telling me is we're supposed to be reminded that our time on Earth is very short. And that's what aging is. And that's what health problems are. You better get your act together. I'm talking to myself here. Time is short. Make the best of your time. Use it to glorify and serve God. And so all these little bitty health glitches are a reminder that we need to use our time wisely and take good care of ourselves, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's getting shorter, although I'm praying for it to get shorter, but I want it to be shorter by the Lord coming back.
Well, that's what we should be wanting right now. We should long for the Lord's coming. But, you know, in the book of Peter, it says God shows us great compassion and patience by giving us a chance to repent, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Preach it.
A thousand days, a thousand years is like a day. Anyway, all right.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your phone call, and keep up the good work.
Once I get my test and stuff, I'll give you a call back. And
that sounds good. We can start to sort through it and find out what it means and how you can apply it.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you immensely.
Well, thank you. God bless you immensely. I appreciate you. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, if you'd like to join me on the air, there is a phone line once again open, 903-586-5257. Every so often I have those thoughts, and the thoughts revolve around, should we have a sense of urgency that we need to do what we can do now and not put it off? The answer is yes. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm marvelous. You doing all right today?
Good. Doctor? Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Just a little scientific question, and you're talking about chondroitin this morning, and I've never been one that has really recommended chondroitin too much, although I love it, but it's been my understanding that it really does not absorb very well into the body, out of the gut. I mean, my figures are 13 to 15%. Do you have better figures than that?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question directly, because I'm going to say this, that when you take it, you have 40% less heart attacks. So something happens between swallowing it and having fewer heart attacks. So I don't know the answer on the absorption, but do you know what my point really is? It works. And if there was a drug, tell me from your perspective, what drug out there can lower a heart attack risk by 40%?
I like chondroitin, and I do it with glucosamine all the time and stuff because, I like the glucosamine for sure. And, I'm sure you always do tell your people, be sure and get the glucosamine sulfate, not the glucosamine hydrochloride, because that's not the one the body uses.
But no, that one's synthetically made in the lab.
And people want the cheap route, and they wonder why it doesn't work and stuff. So you've got to get the right product.
You're making a great point. No, that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that out. Now, I don't know exactly the answer to your question. I just know that when people take chondroitin, they have a lot less cancer, and they have fewer heart attacks, and it keeps their arteries cleaner. And see, that's one of the working theories when it comes to dealing with what's called Alzheimer's or dementia. And the biggest source of that's going to be called vascular dementia, which means you just don't get the blood flow and the oxygen nutrients to your brain cells, because the arteries are not open as much. They're clogged up. So chondroitin and the glucosamine, those are things that help keep the arteries open by keeping your blood flow in better repair.
So when you do it, do you normally do both of them together, or are you okay with doing them separately? They just depend on what's presented to you?
Well, going back to your original statement, you probably know that when we're young, like in the teenage years, that's probably just like an example, our bodies manufacture chondroitin, and they make glucosamine.
Sure.
But, you know, once you're about, 25 years of age, you lose your blood supply to your tendons and your cartilage. And so that goes to show you that childhood is so important. Running and playing, you're building a foundation for the rest of your life. And so once you get past that, keeping your joints in good repair might be a smart thing. So, yeah, I think taking them both together. I'm also a huge fan of what's called MSM, And sure. I think that's a byproduct of the wood pulp industry when they take, wood and convert it into paper that we write on. You've heard about saving trees. I mean, don't use paper, save a tree. Well,
right. Yeah.
They probably waste plenty of wood on other stuff that's not essential. But anyway, so MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, I think those are probably good to keep your joints in good repair and your heart and your brain.
Another thing that this leads into, and I'm going to have to go so I can go to work and stuff. And
you don't need to work today.
Well, I've got sick people, and I've got to try to get them well. It's one of the things you mentioned there that I recommend to people all the time. As we age, as you said, you don't do the things that you're used to, and so I certainly recommend digestive enzymes all the time to my patients once they get to that magic age, because we don't have those enzymes to break down food and stuff. Our body doesn't produce them, and so we need to put them in there so that, we are what we eat, and so we need to be able to process what we eat more efficiently as we age.
That is a great suggestion. Thank you very much.
All right. It's always love listening to you on Saturday morning.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Well, I'm calling from Tyler.
Tyler, okay.
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a great day helping the sick.
I'm going to, and you always help me a lot because you help me recommend things throughout the year.
Oh, good deal.
See, I take credit for it, and they don't know it's coming from you.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to give me credit.
No.
Hey, do you take the credit for the blame if something doesn't go well?
Of course not. Then I put it on you.
Yeah, of course. Say, hey, if you don't like it, it's Dr. Morgan's fault.
That's right.
Hey, thank you very much.
The guy out of Jacksonville told me that. All right.
I know. Thanks. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. If you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line again open, and it's 903-586-5257. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I frequently have to take the blame for things that are natural because people don't understand what's happening. So if a person takes a nutritional remedy and all of a sudden all the toxic waste starts leaving their body, sometimes they freak out, and I'm going, trust me, that's a good thing. The toxins are leaving you. Alrighty, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM too,
no wonder anyway. Your mind is so sharp today.
Oh my goodness, I wish it felt the way. It helps listening to you though in the morning.
Let me try to encourage you.
Well, my problem is I've started having little blowouts in my blood vessels on my left leg every time I get just a little ding and a little bruise, and it looks like a blowout, and I'm suspecting that it is because a doctor gave me a shot in my left knee last fall of cortisone.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
I mean, I started having these little red places all over around my knee, and the veins showing up more, and when I had
it just makes you wonder what took place within the body with that injection. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have a Baker cyst, and the physician's assistant said, oh, no, we don't drain those because you don't want to mess with that back there. Then it would leak all the time if you did, and it comes and goes. And I used a lot of ice until I went to this doctor, though, in the fall. The good thing is I asked him for physical therapy. A year ago in the spring, I had reoccurring knee pain, and I went to a doctor and said, I know I don't need surgery yet. Mm-hmm. I walked in there without any pain or brace or anything. Well, I did have a brace just temporarily. And I said, I don't want drugs. I don't want surgery. I want physical therapy. Well, he said, take ibuprofen 3 times a day for a month and put Voltaren on it. Well, thinking about it a few days, I said, I'm not going to take ibuprofen 3 times a day. For a month, that'll kill my stomach and wreck my liver. And
maybe your kidneys, too?
Yeah, I did put Voltaren on, but after 20 hours, I couldn't walk.
Can I tell you two stories real quick?
Surely.
A lady came to see me with a partially torn Achilles tendon. every step is killing her. She's not out of, she's the Achilles or the heel cord is just a massive pain. And she comes up with this radical idea that she's actually going to rub lemon juice on it. You know what happened?
Don't tell me it got healed.
Yeah, I did. And then I'm going to say it a different way. And this one's more of a challenging, difficult situation because the gentleman has what's called multiple myeloma. That's going to be a liquid cancer with some similarities to like lymphoma, leukemia. But what it does is it attacks the bone and starts eating it. And what happens? One compression fracture upon the other. And so there was a recent situation where just very, very severe back pain and even just driving the car over a cigarette butt in the road was enough to send a shockwave of severe pain, and he would cry out in pain just sitting in the passenger seat of a car. And but guess what the radical treatment was?
Lemon juice.
Yeah. And guess what happened after about a week and a half? Not complaining of pain anymore.
How old was this person? Because I'm 70 and a half.
Well, he's a little older than 70 and a half by about 18 years, I think.
My goodness.
But anyway, and you know what I'm doing. I'm not trying to overpromise anything, but I can't tell you how many times I've seen a person with just horrible, horrific varicose veins and bulging and just rub lemon juice over them. But mm-hmm. I guess what I'm saying is lemon juice has all these components to repair your blood vessels and repair your tissue. And if you rub it over the knee, yes, ma'am, your skin will drink it up and soak it up. Actually, one study that I looked at a long time ago said when you rub a lotion, let's just say a lotion that's got all these chemicals, you don't even know where they come from because the names are so long. If you rub that on your skin is going to absorb probably easily 70% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, if it's a food, I wouldn't care if you rubbed lime juice or lemon juice on your skin.
That's I'm having aloe vera on it.
Yeah, yeah, but you're talking about pure aloe vera, right?
Yes, right from the plant.
Well, see, and I like that. I've seen so many people rejuvenate their joints just from taking aloe vera internally and applying it topically.
Well, the vein is what I'm concerned about. The knee is not a big problem because after I finally, this other dog, before I went to a different doctor. I had a membership at the Olympic Center when they had a pool here. They don't have a pool anymore because they don't want to pay for a new dehumidifier. I went in the pool and just moved around because I was desperate. I didn't want the knee to freeze up, and I wanted to get that fluid out. And I used a lot of ice.
Oh, we can get the fluid out. There's a technique called flossing the knee. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, that's what you want. You want knee, you want, there's a lot of different names of it, but if you want to call it muscle compression tape, it's like these rubber bands, but there's a technique called flossing the knee for a Baker cyst. But it should.
YouTube, right?
What now?
YouTube, right?
Ma'am, it's almost like you can read my mind. How do you do that?
Well, I think I've come to know you a little bit after several years.
Okay, so what
but
you do
anyway,
is...
I don't have as much swelling, but I keep getting just rubbing the skin is thinning. And I think it's the cortisone. That's why
well, and it does. It causes the collagen to break down. So that's where that's where you want stuff like Shilajit and glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and collagen.
Does horsetail grass help?
Well, it's going to be a great source of silica. You've got nothing to lose by taking it.
The last time you were on, one of the times you were on, I couldn't get up early enough to hear you. But when I turned on the last few minutes, you had talked. Somebody just called in about varicose veins, and I said, "Thank you, God." And you mentioned silica, so I'm eating more oatmeal. And,
good, excellent. But it's going to be the regular old fashioned oatmeal, right?
Yes.
I think the instant oatmeal probably has most of the silica removed from it, unfortunately. So, you're doing great.
Well, it's just taking time.
Well, what is it that you want to accomplish? What's your top goal?
I want that skin to be stronger and those veins to be stronger. I mean, I walk out to my garden every day.
You've got to be able to do body squats and lunges properly if you want your skin to strengthen.
Well, I used to do those every morning to feed the cat.
You mean you lowered yourself to the cat's level?
I sure did.
Well, and can you do a full squat and just hold it on the ground for 5 minutes easily?
Let me see if I can do that now.
Well, I'm not going to set the stop.
Well, I am able to do that right now. I didn't.
So you can keep your
a year ago. I couldn't a year ago.
Well, good. Well, if you start looking at videos on YouTube about doing body weight calisthenics, I would say you're going to have to master the squat. So just watch videos and watch different techniques and look at them.
Well, the physical therapy that I was prescribed did wonders, just because it focused on those muscles surrounding the joints, and it strengthened so much that, you know, it immediately almost it made an improvement.
Well, see, I like all stuff like that because that restores function. Way to go, physical therapist guy, poor girl.
Yeah, and that's what I asked for in the beginning.
But it took a long time, a circuitous path to get back to PT, didn't it?
Yes, the Baker's cyst is not extended all the time.
Well, the flossing will make your body reabsorb it and get rid of it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Well,
they have the
muscle
compression tape, wrap it around there and start bending it. It'll squeeze all the fluid out of that cyst.
Okay. Well, I will look that up. And you said another herb you mentioned about. I was so concerned this January when I had pneumonia. Amazingly, because I was been out covering up my plants and we had that terrible, terrible freeze after Christmas. Not the big bad one, but anyway, she said, "Well, so you talked about prescribing a sonogram." So I had a sonogram, and they said, I do have a little bit of varicosity, not anything extreme, no deep vein thrombosis or anything like that.
Do you specifically walk for exercise every day?
Oh, my goodness. I walk out to my garden. It's at least 50 steps out and back from my rainwater buckets.
I think what I'm referring to is, do you take off 30 minutes away from your front door walking nonstop and turn around and walk 30 minutes back to the house?
Not before last, I walked an hour watering, back and forth.
Well, that's good, but what I'm referring to is...
You don't think it's the same?
It's not the same.
Oh, just continuous.
Yeah, like you say, I'm going to walk 15 minutes away from my front door, and then I'm going to turn around and walk home. So that'd be 30 minutes continuous.
Mm-hmm.
That's been shown to sustain and greatly improve blood flow, but that's one of the easiest ways I know of to make varicose veins go away.
Well, I certainly want to keep walking, so I'll work on that.
Well, it's just an idea.
It's so hot outside, you know.
Would you be motivated if a pack of timber wolves were hot on your trail?
I think I might just curl up and play dead if that happened.
That may work for a grizzly bear.
I'd climb a tree. I would be climbing a tree. That's what I would be
doing.
All
right, I want to see that video. That should look pretty good.
Okay, horsetail grass and another, you mentioned something else was good for the skin. I did specifically ask the doctor after the sonogram, could this be related to my knee problem? Oh, no, not at all.
Well, how do they know that?
I spent hours practically writing a book to describe everything that I had, every surgery, everything, you know, before they do that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yes, ma'am. Well, you're,
I don't understand.
I know.
Cortisone. But I don't want any more cortisone shots.
The key to everything is restoration of function.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the other day, I had a person that didn't come for their appointment at 9 o'clock, and so after returning 5 phone calls, I think I goofed off by going onto YouTube and clicking on a video from a neuroscientist. But then again, I like those videos. And he said this. He said, the number one thing that prevents a person from ever developing Alzheimer's or ever developing dementia is novel learning. And what he's saying is you need something to learn that you don't know anything about that really challenges you.
Yeah.
And so that's what we got to have, is we got to have one challenge after the other. If you want to keep your body in good working order, you need to pray that God will bring you more challenges to your life and more opportunities to grow and to learn.
Well, we're getting ready to leave Monday morning at 6 o'clock with a group from our church to go to the Creation Museum and go to the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens.
When you say the zoo, do you mean the city of Cincinnati, or do you mean something else?
The city of Cincinnati.
Are you saying it's like a zoo?
It might be. We get on there for 12 hours and ride.
Well, I hope you have a great time. That sounds excellent.
We'll be doing a lot of walking. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you, and God bless you also. Yeah, I think I'm a little bit perplexed also, because, you know, you've got to think in terms of, if your knee is in bad working order, if it's given off massive levels of pain, inflammation, and you've got varicose veins, and you've got a large Baker cyst, or even a medium Baker cyst, the only way through this, in my mind, is how do you restore or improve function? I wish I could tell you that an MRI would improve function. It doesn't. It just measures the Baker cyst, or the damage to the knee. I'd love to tell you that a CAT scan or an x-ray or an ultrasound, they do something to improve function. They don't. They just look at it closely and say, oh, well, looky there, you've got a knee problem. So much of the knee is based on the strength of the body, so if you lose your strength, you're asking for knee problems. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Morgan. I know it's getting close.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping me on track.
I've been listening this morning, and I have a quick question. I fell a couple of months ago, and I tore my rotator cuff on my left shoulder. So I have a partial one in the infraspinatus. Yes, and that's the partial tear, and then I have a complete tear in that supra.
What are they going to do for the complete tear?
Well, I went and saw, I had an MRI, and then I saw the orthopedic, and he gave me a cortisone shot of Canalog. Just to see if he could, if that would help to manage the pain, because I really don't want to have surgery.
And what happened?
Well, so far, he said I had a lot of strength in my arm. And so he was thinking that maybe, you know, I could, you know, maybe not have surgery, possibly.
I know what I would do if it were me.
Okay, tell me.
I would immediately start working on my shoulders to give them every chance to try to repair as much as possible. There is a very simple technique, but it's very, very hard, and very few people want to do it, but it's called a dead hang. Have you ever heard of that before?
Nope.
Did you have a metal clothesline when you were a little girl?
Yes.
Did you ever go up there on that T-post and just grab the bar and hang from it and swing?
Yes, I did.
So that's a dead hang. Like if you had a pull-up bar and you grab the pull-up bar to hold your body upright, just pick up your feet and hang. Uh-huh. That has got to be one of the greatest techniques I've ever seen to help repair a damaged shoulder of all time.
Oh, wow.
So you're just trying to hold it for a length of time, and of course at first you won't be able to, but if you built up to where you could hold it for 30 seconds straight before you let go, that would be phenomenal. And then I do a technique called figure eights with a stick, and I'm just trying to rotate the shoulder from the front to back and from the back to front. That's what I call them. I kind of made that term up, I guess.
Okay. I held on to a weight, and I kind of lean over, and I do circles.
Those are called Codman's exercises. That's not going to do it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm kind of blunt.
No.
The dead hangs is what you want. That's one of the greatest things, because that has a magnificent way to strengthen all through the fingers, the wrists, the arms, the shoulder, all the way down the chain of command. I've seen that fix so many things. It's unbelievable.
Well, I will certainly try it. I'm left-handed, and I don't want to have surgery.
If you can do this without surgery, you are going to get a gold star on your report card, young lady.
So do you good. Think I should have surgery?
No. I can't make that assessment over the radio. I really don't know anything about your shoulder, but what I want to do is I want to see if we can tap into God's amazing healing abilities of the shoulder given a chance, but for a couple of months, why don't you try the dead hang and see if that greatly improves your performance? But if it were me, I would start going on YouTube and looking up every video I could get my hands on how to restore the shoulder once I've torn a rotator cuff.
Okay.
That should be easy to look up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.